louder than all.
Reading Krishna book, Prabhupada house, Vrindavan.
Bodily pleasure, he will less and less body. He says, no. He somebody insult him, he is not better. Somebody praise him, he is not better. So this is not better. He doesn't care, big position, this is that. Vandita Samadarshi. He sees the hand and the elephant. He knows, he is just a change of this. The king of the hand. Make sense? There is a story. One guy is a hunter. He was killing living entities, rabbits, all other deer, half dead. The poisonous. Narad Muni enlightened him. Then he changed and he became bhakta. With his wife, he psychobullet, tulsi tree, and what people give, and he believes on that. Then Narad Muni again, after some time, went to see his disciple with one of his friends. And so he's coming in ecstasy, he and his wife, but to pay them obeisance, he's jumping. What happened? He said, now his heart has so much changed. That previously, he's killing rabbits here, half dead, flapping. Agony, and he used to enjoy. Now he doesn't want even a heart and ants. So Vaishnava even feel hesitate to even heart a tree, taking leave. Why? Because he's a living just the body is different. Make sense, everybody?
Yes, sir.
So he's somo, he equally sees. Everybody is spiritual. Yes, unless he has some realization, well, theoretically he will do? No. There's a change of heart. So we can ask ourselves, there is change of heart? But previously I said, shall I kill or not? But later on he hesitated. Toru Rigo Soisra. But if a tree, if somebody can, he retaliates? Common man, he can. But the sadhu, he knows, he may not spoil the tree. Ask yourself. Now you are a common man or you are sadhu? You are accepted. Yes or no? Otherwise, Tinadabhi Suni Chena, Tojgo Sajna, blah 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 blah. Action speaks. No realization, as you said. Everything makes sense?
Yes.
Any question? Any comment? Okay. What doctor say? Doctor has got comment. A question. Well, sorry. Check it, how they are progressing.
Being forbidden to offer sacrifices, the Brahmanas had been very much distressed in mind, intelligence, and activities. But just on the point of Krishna's appearance, automatically their minds became full of joy because they could hear transcendental vibrations in the sky proclaiming the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The denizens of the Gandharva and Kinnara planets began to sing, and the denizens of Siddhaloka and the planets of the Charanas began to offer prayers in the service of the Personality of Godhead. In the heavenly planets, the angels and their wives, along with the Vidyadharas and their wives, began to dance.
So, who achieved perfection simply by praying?
Akula.
Who? Akula. And who? By Archanam? Who? By remembering? Raise hand. Rala. Who? By surrendering completely? Machine? Gauri Maharaj, right. Who by Pada Sevanam, Nasaji Guru, Lakshmi. And who by Sarvi? Good, very good. This good. We have to interact, otherwise all. Oh. No bhava. No, this is not attending class. Deep jhava.
The great sages and the demigods, being pleased, began to shower flowers. At the seashore, there was the sound of mild waves, and above the sea, there were clouds in the sky which began to thunder very pleasingly. When things were adjusted like this, Lord Vishnu, who is residing within the heart of every living entity, appeared in the darkness of night as the Supreme Personality of Godhead before Devaki, who appeared as one of the demigoddesses. The appearance of Lord Vishnu at that time could be compared to the rising of the full moon over the eastern horizon. The objection may be raised that since Lord Krishna appeared on the eighth day of the waning moon, there could be no rising of the full moon.
Acha, which dynasty, there are two famous dynasties. The Lord Ramchandra, raise hand. Lord Ramchandra came in one dynasty. This is famous throughout the world, not only in India. And there is another, raise hand. Another, So, Krishna, which dynasty he appeared?
Jasandra.
And who came in Sand dynasty? Who will tell? Many great kings came in Sand dynasty. Anybody can tell Sand dynasty anymore? Ikshaku. Any other? Harishchandra. Mandata. Arishmara. They are a Sand dynasty. These two are famous. So moon become overjoyed. They came full. It's not supposed to be. Special occasion. Special guest.
In answer to this, it may be said that Lord Krishna appeared in the dynasty which is in the hierarchy of the moon. Therefore, although the moon was incomplete on that night, because of the Lord's appearance in the dynasty, wherein the moon is himself the original person, the moon was in an overjoyous condition. So, by the grace of Krishna, he could appear just like a full moon. In an astronomical treatise by the name of Kamanika,
Sagat,
the constellations at the time of the appearance of Lord Krishna are very nicely described. It is confirmed that the child born at that auspicious moment was the Supreme Brahman or the Absolute Truth.
Where is this word Supreme Brahman? Is Bhagavad Gita. Anybody can tell the sloka.
Param Brahma.
Everybody?
Param Brahma, Param Dhamma.
Param Brahma, Param Dhamma.
Vitram Paramam Bhavan.
Vitram Paramam Bhavan.
Purusham Sasmatam Divyam.
Purusham Sasmatam Divyam.
Adi Devam Ajam Vibhum.
Adi Devam Ajam Vibhum.
Another person? Not seeing.
Param.
Time is running out.
Param Brahma Param Dhamma.
Vitram Paramam Bhavan.
Vitram Paramam Bhavan.
Purusham Sasmatam Divyam.
Purusham Sasmatam Divyam.
Adi Devam Ajam.
Adi Devam Ajam Vibhum.
Asim.
Param Purusha Param Dhamma.
Param Brahma
Param Brahma. Param Brahma.
Everybody.
Vitram Paramam Bhavan.
Purusham
Sasmatam Divyam.
Adi Devam Ajam.
Adi Devam Ajam.
Is it? No, what you're learning? Early in the morning, learn some sloka. I will progress. You will be enthusiastic. Who else? Sadhu?
Param Brahma Param Dhamma.
Param Brahma.
Purusham Sasmatam Divyam.
Adi Devam.
Welcome. Vikas? Param Brahma? No. Sadhu? No. Hello?
Param Brahma Param Dhamma.
Param Brahma Param Dhamma.
Padam Paramam Brahman.
Purusham Satyam.
Adideyam Aham Vibhu.
Bolo. Pandit. Tony, everybody is waiting for you. Hey, Jagannath. Bolo, ki thi Bhujavasi.
Param Brahma Param Dhamam.
Pavitram
Param Brahma.
Bhavan. Bhujavasi?
Hi,
this is what Prabhupada was. That is the difference. That is the difference. I am doing this.
Param Brahma Param
Dhamam. Param Brahma
Param Dhamam.
Purusham Satyam Divyam.
Adidevam Ajam Vibhum.
So, Tony, can you tell? Do you know any sloka?
If I remember.
Yes, try.
Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah, this is famous Bible. The Parabrahma word used for Krishna. Parabrahma? Hey, time is running out. Oh, you cannot keep so much time for you now. Examine, you will test it with efficiency. Discard. Ananda Vardhanji? Yeah? Gopal? What Gopal? Your name is Gopal. Anyway, go ahead.
Vasudev saw that wonderful child born as a baby with four hands holding conchel, club, disc and lotus flower decorated with the mark of Shivatsa, wearing the jewel necklace.
What is Shivatsa mark? Who can tell it? Where it is? Raise hand. Yes. Krishna's chest. What exactly their chest?
Bhrigu's. Three golden hairs.
Three golden hair representing?
Lakshmi.
Lakshmi. Why is chest? She wanted?
Lakshmi wanted to?
We went to Melbourne.
In?
No.
She wants to participate in
our why do you get? Still she is meditating.
Because she has got some pride. Because she thinks that she is the mistress of all opulences. So she said, I will by my own tapasya, the strength of my austerity, I will gain entrance into the rasa dance.
But without Radharani's permission, unless somebody becomes subordinate to Radharani, he cannot get entrance to rasa dance. So how much she tries, so Krishna arranged like that. You stay. When I am there, you are there. As a hair, not as a gopi. So this way Krishna adjusted. Is that clear?
Yes.
Okay. She is still there. We went to Belbar, remember? They saw that they are belting or something. Talking.
Decorated with the mark of Srivatsa, wearing the jeweled necklace of Kaustubha stone, dressed in yellow silk, appearing dazzling like a bright blackish cloud. Wearing a helmet bedecked with the Vaidurya stone, valuable bracelets, earrings and similar other ornaments all over his body and beautified by an abundance of hair on his head. Due to the extraordinary features of the child, Vasudev was struck with wonder. How could a newly born child be so decorated? Vasudev could therefore understand that Lord Krishna had now appeared, and he became overpowered by the occasion. Vasudev very humbly wondered that although he was an ordinary living entity conditioned by material nature and was externally imprisoned by Kamsa, the all-pervading personality of Godhead, Vishnu or Krishna, had appeared as a child in his home, exactly in his original position. No earthly child is born with four hands, decorated with ornaments and nice clothing, fully equipped with all the signs of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Over and over again, Vasudev glanced at his child and he considered how to celebrate this auspicious moment. Generally, when a male child is born, people observe the occasion with jubilant celebrations. And in my home, although I'm imprisoned, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has taken birth. How many millions and millions of times should I be prepared to observe this auspicious ceremony? When Vasudev, who is also called Anak Dundubi, was looking at his newborn baby, he was so happy that he wanted to give many thousands of cows in charity to the Brahmanas. According to the Vedic system, whenever there is an auspicious ceremony in the Kshatriya king's palace, out of joy, the king gives many things in charity. Cows decorated with golden ornaments are delivered to the Brahmanas and sages. Vasudev wanted to perform a charitable ceremony to celebrate Krishna's appearance. But because...
Who can tell? How many Nanda Maharaj used to have? Raise hand.
9 lakhs.
9 lakhs. 30,000. Okay. And anybody know the cow's name?
Shamali.
Shamali.
Kasturika.
Kasturika. Go ahead. How Krishna used to call? Not like us, but some different way.
Playing his
flute. Simply playing flute, he can.
Vasudev wanted to perform a charitable ceremony to celebrate Krishna's appearance. But because he was shackled within the walls of Kamsa's prison, this was not possible. Instead, within his mind, he gave thousands of cows to the Brahmanas.
Is there anybody knows? Anybody? Simply by mental doing, somebody achieved perfect back to God.
Brahman.
South Indian Brahman is cooking sweet rice and stool. Everybody knows famous stool. Okay. I don't tell you. So if somebody even poor, if poor is treat wicked, go back to God and visit.
When Vasudev was convinced that the newborn child was the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, he bowed down with folded hands and began to offer him prayers. At that time, Vasudev was in the transcendental position and he became completely free from all fear of Kamsa. The newborn baby was also flashing his effulgence within the room in which he appeared.
What causes fear? Anybody can tell the
identification with the God.
Bhayam.
Bhayam.
The moment you think there is something, anything other than Krishna exists, if you are surrendered, there is nothing other than Krishna. Either Krishna or Krishna. Deity of universe.
Vasudev then began to offer his prayers. My dear Lord, I can understand who you are. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Super Soul of all living entities and the Absolute Truth. You have appeared in your own eternal form, which is directly perceived by us. I understand that because I am afraid of Kamsa, you have appeared just to deliver me from that fear. You do not belong to this material world. You are the same person who brings about the cosmic manifestation.
Well, he said that the Lord doesn't belong to this material world. Any sloka? Sankaracharya is saying, Narayana Parabrahma. Not under the jurisdiction of material world.
You are the same person who brings about the cosmic manifestation simply by glancing over material nature. One may argue.
What is the sloka is saying? Simply glancing around the material nature, he impregnates. So oikot. Simply there. Because he looked at material nature and he took it.
One may argue that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who creates the whole cosmic manifestation simply by his glance, cannot come within the womb of Devaki, the wife of Vasudev. To eradicate this argument, Vasudev said, "My dear Lord, it is not a very wonderful thing that you have appeared within the womb of Devaki, because the creation was also made in that way. You were lying in the causal ocean as Mahavishnu, and by your breathing process, innumerable universes came into existence. Then you entered into each of the universes as Garvadakshaya Vishnu."
Now you can say, four ways one take birth. Anybody can take how? Different.
From seed,
another? Womb to?
Perspiration,
another? Egg.
Then you entered into each of the universes as Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. Then again you expanded yourself as Kyodakshaya Vishnu and entered into the hearts of all living entities and even into the atoms. Therefore,
who knows what is the meaning of the word Vishnu? Vishnu is all pervading.
Therefore, your entrance into the womb of Devaki is understandable in the same way. You appear to have entered, but you are simultaneously all-pervading. We can understand your entrance and non-entrance from material examples. The total material energy remains intact even after being divided into 16 elements. The material body is nothing but the combination of the five gross elements, namely...
What are the five gross elements? And who will tell?
Water, air, ether.
Yes.
Sky.
Okay. Well, how many types of body you have in a gross? I mean material. Two. Tony. Three. What are these things? Material.
Yes. The gross body.
Made of?
The mental body and the astral body.
We don't know. Is it bona fide? Which Samhita? Astral Samhita. We follow Vedic culture. Vedic culture, as you say, one body, heart, five elements. Another body, mind, that is subtle body. Make sense? Is there everybody now remember? Next.
The material body is nothing but the combination of five gross elements, namely earth, water, fire, air and ether. Whenever there is a material body, it appears that such elements are newly created. But actually, the elements are always existing outside of the body. Similarly, although you have appeared as a child in the womb of Devaki, you are also existing outside. You are always in your abode, but still you can simultaneously expand yourself into millions of forms. One has to understand your appearance with great intelligence, because the material energy is also emanating from you. You are the original source of the material energy, just as the sun is the source of the sunshine.
So who can tell the verse saying, all material and spiritual world come from me? Which is the verse saying, we'll tell you. Everybody.
I read today.
Doesn't matter. Examination. So somebody else clearly say.
Who can tell among
new Buddhists? అని మాటాజీ out of the bush now. So let us see. Somebody remind us. Bata do.
Aam sarvasya
prabho. Aam sarvasya prabho.
Matta sarvam pravartate.
Matta sarvam pravartate.
Iti matva bhajante maam.
Iti matva bhajante maam.
Mooda bhava samandhita.
Buddha bhava samandhita.
Both bushmen come out. Please tell one of them, let us see. Everybody is waiting. No, the time is running out. We can't afford to do it.
The sunshine cannot cover the sun. The sunshine cannot cover the sun globe. Nor can the material energy, being an emanation from you, cover you. You appear to be in the three modes of material energy, but actually, the three modes of material energy cannot cover you. This is understood by the highly intellectual philosophers. In other words, although you appear to be within the material energy, you are never covered by it. We hear from the Vedic version that the Supreme Brahman exhibit his effulgence, and therefore everything becomes illuminated. We can understand from the Brahma Sanghita that the Brahma Jyoti or the Brahman effulgence emanates from the body of the Supreme Lord. And from the Brahman effulgence, all creation takes place. It is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita that the Lord is the support of the Brahman effulgence. Therefore,
why is Brahman effulgence called out of this one? Brahma Jyoti. Good, thank you. Right? Yes?
Yeah. Therefore, originally, he is the root cause of everything. But persons who are less intelligent think that when the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes into this material world, he accepts the material qualities. Such conclusions are not very mature, but are made by the less intelligent. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is directly and indirectly existing everywhere. He is outside this material creation, and He is also within it. He is within this material creation. Not only is Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, He is also within the atom. The existence of the atom is due to His presence.
Who can tell? He is within the atom, that the word there.
Parmanujayantrastham.
Anandrastham, Parmanujayantrastham. He is everything within us.
Nothing can be separated from His existence. In the Vedic injunctions, we find that the Supreme Soul, or the root cause of everything, has to be searched out, because nothing exists independently of the Supreme Soul. Therefore, the material manifestation is also a transformation of His potency. Both inert matter and the living force, the soul, are emanations from Him. Only the foolish conclude that When the Supreme Lord appears, he accepts the conditions of matter. Even if he appears to have accepted a material body, he is still not subjected to any material condition.
Oh, who thinks like that? He comes with a material body. Who?
Mayavadi.
Mayavadi, right.
Krishna has therefore appeared and defeated all imperfect conclusions about the appearance and disappearance of
so
the Supreme Personality of
Godhead. So, what the Mayavadi's philosophy is short, just one.
Lord Krishna is also subject to material
laws. No, their philosophy is one life.
Everyone. Tattva Masi.
They say Brahma Sattva Jagat Mitya. This material world is a just a dream, Maya. They say only Brahma is the Masi. Yeah? Yeah? Any? Yes? Agree? It's Prabhupada's book, you see.
My Lord, your appearance, existence and disappearance are beyond the influence of material qualities.
No, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, what is absolute truth? All the great sages think. And Krishna is telling, all the great sages think this is absolute truth. What is that?
Vasita Devala Vasya. Vasita Devala Vasya. Kaya Nuchayva Vasya.
Tattam Oshi. Tattam Oshi. You are that.
Because your Lordship is the Supreme Brahman and the controller of everything, there is nothing inconceivable or contradictory in you. As you have said, material nature works under your superintendence, just like a government officer working under the orders of the chief executive.
The sorry, he said Om Tat Sat. Om Tat Sat. That is the Om. Krishna said, all the sages, all tell you this.
As the influence of subordinate activities cannot affect you. Since you are the Supreme Brahman, everything is existing within you. And since all the activities of
well, the Krishna said, everything is resting on me. Just like
pearls.
Pearls in a string. What is the sloka?
Kinchit asti dhananjaya.
Shutre maniganayim.
Shutre maniganayim.
You should remember this. This is also meditation of Krishna. Go ahead.
Since you are the Supreme Brahman, everything is existing within you. And since all the activities of material nature are controlled by your Lordship, none of these activities affect you. You are called Shuklam. Shuklam, or whiteness, is the symbolic representation of the Absolute Truth, because it is unaffected by the material qualities. Lord Brahma is called Rakta, or red, because Brahma represents the quality of passion for creation. Darkness is entrusted to Lord Shiva because he annihilates the cosmos. The creation, annihilation and maintenance of this cosmic manifestation are conducted by your potencies, yet you are always unaffected by those qualities. As confirmed in the Vedas, Harir hi nirguna shakshat, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always free from all material qualities. It is also said that the qualities of passion and ignorance are non-existent in the person of the Supreme Lord. My Lord, you are the Supreme Controller, the Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Great, maintaining the order of this cosmic manifestation. Yet, in spite of your being... Yet, in spite of your being the Supreme Controller, you have so kindly appeared in my home. The purpose of your appearance is to kill the followers of the demoniac rulers of the world who are in the dress of royal princes but are actually demons. I am sure that you will kill all of them and their followmen and soldiers, and their followers and soldiers. I understand that you have appeared.
45 minutes.
I understand that you have appeared in order to kill the uncivilized Kangsa and his followers. But knowing that you were to appear in order to kill him. But knowing that you were to appear in order to kill him and his followers, he has already killed so many of your predecessors, your elder brothers. Now he is simply awaiting the news of your birth. As soon as he hears about it, he will immediately appear with all kinds of weapons to kill you. After this prayer of Vasudeva, Devaki, the mother of Krishna, offered her prayers. She was very frightened because of her brother's atrocities. Devaki said, "My dear Lord, your eternal forms like Narayan, Lord Ram, Hayasirsa, Varaha, Narsingha, Vamana, Baladev, and millions of similar incarnations emanating from Vishnu are described in the Vedic literature as original. You are original because all your forms are incarnations. All your forms as incarnations are outside of this material creation."
So, how many types of incarnation in Janam Chaturmukha says?
Six.
Six. Each of you tell one.
Purusha avatar,
yes. Annana avatar. Guna avatar. Lila avatar.
Yuga avatar.
Shaktavesh avatar.
Yuga avatar.
Yuga avatar. Thank you. Otherwise, there are like waves in the ocean, there is no end to it. So, this morning we discussed.
Your form was existing before this cosmic manifestation was created. Your forms are eternal and all-pervading. They are also self-effulgent, changeless and uncontaminated by the material qualities. Such eternal forms are ever cognizant and full of bliss. They are situated in transcendental goodness and are always engaged in different pastimes. You are not limited to a particular form only. All such transcendental eternal forms are self-sufficient. I can understand that you are the Supreme Lord Vishnu. After many millions of years, when Lord Brahma comes to the end of his life, annihilation of the cosmic manifestation takes place.
In Brahma's life, when Krishna comes?
Once every day.
Any sloka? Sahasra yuga parjantam arhat jat brahmano vidhu. You can tell about that. What is this sahasra yuga? Kali yuga? 8 million?
4 lakhs, 30 lakhs, 4 lakhs, 30 lakhs.
The other yuga is more, 3 times, and then 4 times, other sattva yuga. Yeah, then multiplied by 1,000. It is one day of Brahma, then Krishna. Okay, go ahead.
At that time, the five elements, namely earth, water, fire, air and ether, enter into the Mahatattva. The Mahatattva then enters by the force of time into the non-manifested total material energy. The total material energy enters into the energetic Pradhan, and the Pradhan enters into you. Therefore, after the annihilation of the whole cosmic manifestation, you alone remain, with your transcendental name, form, qualities and paraphernalia. My Lord, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you because you are the director of the unmanifested total energy and the ultimate reservoir of the material nature.
So, who told whom that before creation, and now and after dissolution, only He exists? Only He exists.
Lord Vishnu
told
Brahma.
Brahma. That is called the fourth sloka. The Parsleshipas all accept. This is direct from the voice of the Lord. This is true. He said, most confidential thing, the Parama good job. You can only be understood signs of God or absolute truth by devotional service. So some Savigyanam realized. All the material elements is within the universe, outside. Exactly, everything is within me and outside. This is first. The second is saying that before Kesha it is me only, even before material nature, it is me only existing. And what you are saying in front of you now is only me is existing. And after dissolution it is only me with me. This is first. Then he said, there he said that roughly I'm saying, remember, this is a very important, this book, this is second canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, it is there. Towards the almost not exactly end, but
ninth chapter, 36 verse.
There he said that anything you think of value, if it's not related to me, you know it is illusion. The unreal. It is just a reflection of the reality. Illusion. This is. And last he is saying, anybody want to know about the absolute truth or God, science of God, he will seek up to this under all place, time and circumstances. And nothing more than this. These are the principles. This is famous. Among all transcendentalists, among Indian, whether personalist, impersonalist, or yogi generalist, most important. They accept these are the original words coming from the mouth of God in Srimad Bhagavatam. Impersonalist, they accept this word. Of course, impersonalist, they accept everything.
All the conditioned souls are continually fleeing from one body to another and one planet to another, yet they do not get free from the onslaught of birth and death. But when one of these fearful living entities comes under the shelter of your lotus feet, he can lie down without anxiety of being attacked by formidable death.
One. So which local Bhagavad Gita saying living entities always traveling from one planet to another, up to the even Brahma Loka. What is this Loka? Sometimes Brahma, sometimes
Brahma.
Everybody? Everybody knows that?
Brahma Bhuvana Loka. Punaravartito Arjuna.
Again. Maam Upetta Tu
Kaunteya
Punarjanmana Vidyate.
Now
who can exactly say? Any of the out of the bush? Ram Kilari? Vikas? Asim? No? Who are you? Vajabasi?
Brahma Bhuvanaloka.
Brahma Bhuvanaloka.
Punaravartina Arjuna.
Punaravartina Arjuna.
Mamupetuto Kanteya.
Mamupetuto Kanteya.
Punarjanmana Vidyate.
Punarjanmana Vidyate.
Hari Mataji? Sita? Yes? Sita?
Brahma Bhuvanaloka. Punaravartina Arjuna.
Shabla? No? Any others? Yeah? Okay. Go ahead. Very good.
This statement by Devaki is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita by the Lord Himself. Here, the Lord says that even after traveling all over the universe, from Brahmalok to Patalok, one cannot escape the attack of birth, death, disease and old age. But one who enters the kingdom of God, the Lord says, is never again obliged to come to the material world. Therefore, my Lord, I request you to save me from the cruel hands of Kamsa, the son of Ugrasen. I am praying to your lordship to please rescue me from this fearful condition because you are always ready to give protection to your servitors.
Where it is said that, O Lord, I am fallen in this material existence. It's dangerous. Please help me by making me the dust, a grain of dust of lotus feet. Anyone?
Hai nandaja king karam
vai
nandaja king karam vidaman shme bhavan kripaya bhavantaja sthita hrudi sarvisam sindaya.
No, every day not practicing? Yeah, practice here, forget it. That we are not doing in the heart, just ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, Krishna. You have to do it in the heart, continue in the heart. You have to meditate what I am saying. Like that, many. How to finish our route? Sometimes. See, how we are done. Sometimes. All these things. Cannot do with some heart. With bhav. With love and devotion. Tony, how many rounds you have done today? How many rounds you have done?
How many rounds do you have done?
I have only done
only 16
rounds
today. Only 16? What else? Class? Morning class? You are there? I will see everybody is missing you. The morning class.
Yes, I was sitting in my room chanting and being very cold and nose is running and cold.
All right. Everybody is getting cold. Many. I understand.
This is not an excuse.
Anyway, you feel that. You admit it's good.
The Lord has confirmed this statement in the Bhagavad Gita by assuring Arjun, you may declare to the world, my devotee shall never be vanquished.
Who can tell that verse? That word? Kunteya? Vrtijanihi? Anybody can tell it and others chant.
Kshipram bhavati dharmatma shashvachanti migachati
bhavteya pradijanihi
bhavteya pradijanihi
nāme vakta pranasati
nāme vakta pranasati.
Yes, now who can tell? At least last line Krishna is saying. You promise? Yeah. You see, you know, I mean, Krishna is... Why Krishna, not himself, promising and very asking his devotee to promise. Why through anybody can explain?
Krishna sometimes can speak, can change the words he speaks, but devotee doesn't.
Yeah, if Krishna says something, sometimes he breaks his promise. It has been said. Mm-hmm. But Krishna's devotee promise, Krishna will protect. Any example?
Bhishma Dev.
Krishna said he will not take any weapons in the Mahabharata war. But just to give the word of Bhishma Dev,
Bhishma Dev.
He took up the field of the chariot.
You know that? Famous. Broke his word.
While thus praying to the Lord for rescue, Mother Devaki nevertheless expressed her motherly affection. I understand that this transcendental form is generally perceived in meditation by the great sages. But I am still afraid because as soon as Kansa understands that you have appeared, he might harm you. So I request that for the time being, you become invisible to our material eyes. In other words, she requested the Lord to assume the form of an ordinary child. My only cause of fear from my brother Kansa is due to your appearance. My Lord Madhusudan, I wish that Kansa may not learn that you are already born. Therefore, I request you to conceal this four-armed form of your lordship, which holds the four symbols of Vishnu.
Who can tell what your famous prayer, somebody is telling, my dear Lord, though people are seeing you, but still seeing, but not seeing you, that you are God.
Pashana bina pashati.
Who can tell? Who said this? Queen Kunti, in his prayer, very wonderful prayer, she has said. Like say, Duryodhana is seeing Krishna, but still he is not seeing that he is God. But Draupadi, Panchupandavi is seeing, but at the same time seeing he is God. Why? They are surrendered. They are surrendered, rendering devotion to Krishna. They cannot. He reveals the others. Duryodhana, Vidura, Vibhishana. Any question? Any comment? Go ahead.
Namely, the consul, the disc, the club, and the lotus flower. My dear Lord, at the end of the annihilation of the cosmic manifestation, you put the whole universe within your abdomen. Still, by your unalloyed mercy, you have appeared in my womb. I am surprised that you imitate the activities of ordinary human beings just to please your devotee. On hearing the prayers of Devaki, the Lord replied, my dear mother, in the millennium of Swayambhuva Manu, my father Vasudev was living as one of the Prajapatis. His name at that time was Sutapa, and you were his wife named Prishni. At that time, when Lord Brahma was desiring to increase the population, he requested you to generate offspring. You controlled your senses and performed severe austerities. By practicing the breathing exercises of the yoga system, both you and your husband could tolerate all the influences of the material laws, the rainy season, the onslaught of the wind, and the scorching heat of the sunshine. You also executed all religious principles. In this way, you were able to cleanse your heart and control the influences of the material laws. In executing your austerity, you used to eat only the leaves of the trees which fell to the ground. Then, with a steady mind...
See, how much austerity you get God in the sun.
Then, with a steady mind and controlled sex drive, you worshipped me, desiring some wonderful benediction from me. Both of you practice severe austerities for 12,000 years by the calculation of the demigods.
What is the calculation of demigods? Anybody can say, and human calculation?
6 months.
Our?
6 months.
Our 6 months is that?
1 day.
1 day. 1 day means 12 hours.
12 hours. Another 6 months.
Another 6 months. 12 hours. Brahmas, you can think of how higher you go. Brahma's 100 years did tapasya, then he realized. And think of 100 years, you cannot think of even 1 day, 12 hours, you cannot think.
During that time, your mind was always absorbed in me. When you were executing devotional service and always thinking of me within your heart, I was very pleased with you. O sinless mother, your heart is therefore always pure. At that time also, I appeared before you in this form, just to fulfill your desire.
So who can tell, you chant the mantra, how you can remain inside, outside, pure? What is that mantra? You often have, you know, to me. Hey, Jai, you tell. Huh? Yeah.
Paritram, 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 Sarma, Vistu, Narukiva, it's very, very
Who is Pundarikakha? What is name?
Lotus eye.
Pundarikakha is lotus eye. We always think of lotus eye, Krishna, Lord, that your inside outside is pure.
At that time, also I appeared before you in this form, just to fulfill your desire. And I asked you to ask whatever you desired. At that time, you wished to have me born as your son. Although you saw me personally, instead of asking for your complete liberation from material bondage, under the influence of my energy, you asked me to become your son. In other words, to appear in the material world, the Lord selected his mother and father, namely Prishni and Sutapa respectively. Whenever the Lord comes as a human being, he must have a mother and a father. So he selected Prishni and Sutapa to be his mother and father perpetually. And on account of this, neither Prishni nor Sutapa could ask the Lord for liberation. Liberation is not so important as the transcendental loving service of the Lord. The Lord could have awarded Prishni and Sutapa immediate liberation, but he preferred to keep them within this material world for his different appearances, as will be explained in the following verses. On receiving the benediction from the Lord to become his father and mother, Sutapa and Prishni retired from the activities of austerity and lived as husband and wife in order to beget a child who was the Supreme Lord himself. In due course of time, Prishni became pregnant and gave birth to the child. The Lord spoke to Devaki and Vasudeva. At that time, my name was Prishni Garbha. In the next millennium, you took birth as Aditi and Kashyapa, and I became your child of the name Upendra.
Next. Look at that. Next.
At that time, my form was just like a dwarf, and for this reason, I was known as Vamanadeva. I gave you the benediction that I would take birth as your son three times. The first time, I was known as Prishni Garbha, born of Prishni and Sutapa. In the next birth, I was Upendra, born of Aditi and Kashyapa. And now, for the third time, I am born as Krishna from you, Devaki and Vasudeva. I have appeared in this Vishnu form just to convince you that I am the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, again taken birth. I could have appeared just like an ordinary child, but in that way, you would not have believed that the Supreme Personality of Godhead had taken birth in your womb. My dear father and mother, you have therefore raised me many times as your child with great affection and love. And I am therefore very much pleased and obliged to you. And I assure you that this time you shall go back home, back to Godhead, on account of your perfection in your mission. I know you are very concerned about me and afraid of Kansa. Therefore, I order you to take me immediately to Gokul and exchange me for the daughter who has just been born to Yashoda. Having spoken thus to his father and mother, the Lord turned himself into an ordinary child in their presence and remained silent. Being ordered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva prepared to take his son from the delivery room. And exactly at that time, a daughter was born to Nand and Yashoda. She was Yogamaya, the internal potency of the Lord. By the influence of this internal potency, Yogamaya, all the residents of Kansa's palace, especially the doorkeepers, were overwhelmed with deep sleep, and all the palace doors opened, although they were barred and shackled with iron chains. The night was very dark, but as soon as Vasudeva took Krishna on his lap and went out, he could see everything just as in sunlight. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that Krishna is just like sunlight, and that wherever there is Krishna, the illusory energy which is compared to darkness cannot remain.
Who can tell the sloka of the Lord? So, who can tell them all together?
Krishna hai surya sam,
Krishna surya samam,
maya hai andhakar,
maya hai andhakar,
Krishna,
jahan Krishna,
tahan nahi maya andhakar,
tahan nahi maya andhakar.
Good. Tony?
Huh? I don't know surya
sam. Anybody?
Krishna surya sam,
Krishna surya sam,
maya hai andhakar,
maya hai andhakar,
jahan Krishna,
tahan Krishna,
tahan
nahi maya andhakar,
Krishna surya sam,
Krishna surya sam,
maya andhakar,
maya andhakar,
jahan Krishna tahan nahi,
jahan Krishna tahan nahi
maya andhakar,
maya andhakar.
Ramji,
Krishna surya sam,
Krishna surya sam,
maya andhakar,
maya andhakar,
jahan Krishna tahan nahi,
jahan Krishna tahan nahi
Maya Mani?
Krishna Surya Samam.
Krishna Surya Samam.
Maya Adhikar.
Jaha Krishna Tahara Heen.
Jaha
Maya.
Okay, out of these two, one. Good, now, test. Huh? Huh? Any Mataji?
Krishna Surya Sama.
Krishna Surya Sama.
Maya. Maya Amrutar.
Maya Amrutar.
Jaha Krishna Taha.
Jaha Krishna Taha Nahi. Maya Rodhika.
Maya
Krishna Surya Sama, Maya Andhakar, Jaha Krishna, Taha Nahi,
Maya
Andhakar. Okay, next. This is famous. This is back to God of Bengali, they write this.
English.
English also. Very active. You can tell? Right. Any? Yeah. Surabhi?
Krishna Surya Sama.
Maya
Andhakar.
Jaha Krishna Tahara Nahi.
Vishaka?
Krishna Surya Sama.
Maya.
Maya
Andhakar.
Jaha Krishna Tahara Nahi.
Maya Andhakar.
Krishna Surya Sama.
Maya
Andhakar.
Maya Krishna Tahara Nahi.
Maya
Andhakar. Damini, everything you know. How do you know? Shamla? Yeah? Right?
Krishna
Surya Sama.
Maya Andhakar.
Maya Andhakar.
Jaha Krishna Taha Nahi.
Jaha Krishna Taha Nahi.
Maya Andhakar.
Sadhu. Sadhu, please.
Krishna Surya Sama.
Krishna Surya Sama.
Maya Andhakar.
Maya Andhakar.
Jaha Krishna Taha Nahi.
Jaha Krishna Taha Nahi.
Maya
Andhakar.
Jagannath.
Krishna Surya Sama.
Krishna Surya Sama.
Maya
Andhakar.
Jaha Krishna
Maya Adhikara.
So Bursa. Now the bush are the, the shield. Get it? Okay.
When Vasudev was carrying Krishna, the darkness of the night disappeared. All the prison doors automatically opened. At the same time, there was thunder in the sky and severe rainfall. While Vasudev was carrying his son Krishna in the falling rain, Lord Sesha, in the shape of a serpent, spread his hood over the head of Vasudev so that he would not be hampered by the rainfall. Vasudev came onto the bank of the Yamuna and saw that the water of the Yamuna was roaring with waves and that the whole span was full of foam. Still, in that furious feature, the river gave passage to Vasudev to cross, just as the great Indian Ocean gave a path to Lord Ram when he was bridging over the Gulf.
We were taking prasad near Ramanreti, and they say on Jamuna's side, they play, then they say, Maharaj, other side, Vasudev just come. That's called Vasudev Ghat. Vasudev Ghat. They cross at that place, cross there. A lot of water there. Now I don't know how much. Some of them took bath. Who took bath? Some of them.
I took bath.
In this way, Vasudev crossed the river Yamuna. On the other side, he went to the place of Nanda Maharaj, situated in Gokul, where he saw that all the cowherd men were fast asleep. He took the opportunity to silently enter the house of Yashoda, and without difficulty, he exchanged his son for the baby girl newly born there. Then, after entering the house very silently and exchanging the boy for the girl, he returned to the prison of Kansha and silently put the girl on the lap of Devaki. He again clamped the shackles on himself so that Kansha could not recognize that so many things had happened. Mother Yashoda understood that a child had been born to her, but because she was very tired from the labor of childbirth, she fell fast asleep. When she awoke, she could not remember whether she had given birth to a male or a female child.
So, who can tell? Who told Kamsa that any of this child could be the Krishna or the egg child? What the meaning? What is the meaning of the word Nara? Who can tell? That is the
Who delivers Narayan?
Narayan Dadati. He gives Narayan. That means he gives Krishna Bhakti. Narayan Bhakti. Little more, is it? Want to listen more?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes. Yes.
This is very good. Next. Tony, you want to listen more?
Yes.
Yeah. Because Kansha. You have to listen more? Anupa? Okay.
Kansha begins his persecutions. After Vasudev adjusted things as they had been before, he carried Krishna to Gokul, and all the doors and gate became similarly closed. The gatekeepers awoke and heard the newborn child crying. Kansha was waiting to hear the news of the child's birth, and the gatekeepers immediately approached him and informed him that the child was born. At that time, Kansha got up from his bed and very quickly and exclaimed, "Now the cruel death of my life is born." Kansha became perplexed now that his death was approaching and his hair scattered. Immediately he proceeded toward the place where the child was born. Devaki, upon seeing her brother approaching, prayed in a very meek attitude to Kansha, "My dear brother, please do not kill this female child. I promise that this child will be the wife of your son. Therefore, don't kill her. You are not to be killed by any female child. the omen was that you are to be killed by a male child. So please do not kill her. My dear brother, you have killed so many of my children who were just born, shining like the sun. That is not your fault. You have been advised by demoniac friends to kill my children. But now I beg you to excuse this girl at least. Let her live as my daughter. Kangsa was not cruel that he did not listen to the pitiful prayers of his sister Devaki. He forcibly grabbed the newborn child to rebuke his sister and attempted to dash her on a stone mercilessly. This is a graphic example of a cruel demon who could sacrifice all relationships for the sake of personal gratification. But the child immediately slipped out of his hands, went up to the sky, and appeared with 8 arms as the younger sister of Vishnu. She was decorated with nice garments and flower garlands and ornaments. In her 8 hands, she held a bow, lance, arrows, sword, conchel, disc, club, and shield. Seeing the appearance of the child, who was actually the goddess Durga, all the demigods from the different planets like Siddhalok, Charanlok, Gandharvalok, Apsaralok, Kindralok and Uragalok presented her with various articles and began to offer their respectful prayers. From above, the goddess addressed Kangsa, "You rascal, how can you kill me? The child who will kill you is already born before me somewhere within this world. Don't be so cruel to your poor sister." After this appearance, Goddess Durga became known by various names in various parts of the world. After hearing these words, Kangsa became very much overwhelmed with fear.
Anybody can tell some of those names?
Amba.
Amba. Vijaya.
Out of pity, he immediately released Vasudeva and Devaki from the bondage of their shackles and very politely began to address them. He said, "My dear sister and brother-in-law, I have acted just like a demon in killing my own nephews, your children, and thereby I have given up all consideration of our intimate relationship. I do not know what will be the result of this envious acts of mine. Probably I shall be sent to the hell where the killers of Brahmanas go. I am surprised, however, that the celestial prophecy has not come true. It is not only in human society that false propaganda is found. Now it appears that even the celestial denizens speak lies. Because I believe in the words of the celestial denizens, I have committed so many sins by killing the children of my sister. My dear Vasudeva and Devaki, you are both very great souls. I have no instructions to give you, but still, I request that you not be sorry for the death of your children. Every one of us is under the control of superior power, and that superior power does not allow us to remain together. We are bound to be separated from our friends and relatives in due course of time. But we must know for certain that even after the disappearance of the material of different material bodies, the soul remains intact eternally. For example, there are many pots made of earthly clay, and they are prepared and also broken. But in spite of this, the earth remains as it is, perpetually. Similarly, the bodies of the soul under different conditions are made and destroyed, but the spirit soul remains eternally. So there is nothing to lament over. Everyone should understand that this material body is different from the spirit soul. And so long as one does not come to that understanding, he is sure to accept the processes of transmigration from one body to another. My dear sister Devaki, you are so gentle and kind. Please excuse me. Don't be aggrieved by the death of your children, which I have caused. Actually, this was not done by me, because all these are predestined activities. One has to act according to the predestined plan, even unwillingly. People misunderstand that with the end of the body, the self dies. or they think that one can kill another living entity. All this misconception obliges one to accept the conditions of material existence. In other words, as long as one is not firmly convinced of the eternality of the soul, one is subjected to the tribulation of being killed and killed. My dear sister Devaki and brother-in-law Vasudev, kindly excuse the atrocities I have committed against you. I am very poor-hearted and you are so great-hearted, so take compassion upon me and excuse me. While Kangsha was speaking to his brother-in-law and sister, tears flowed from his eyes and he fell down at their feet. Believing in the words of Durga Devi, whom he had tried to kill, Kangsha immediately released his brother-in-law and sister. He personally unlocked the iron shackles and very sympathetically sought his friendship for his family members. When Devaki saw her brother so repentant, she also became pacified and forgot all his atrocious activities against her children. Vasudev also, forgetting all past incidents, spoke abidingly with his brother-in-law. Vasudev told Kangsha, "My dear fortunate brother-in-law, what you are saying about the material body and the soul is correct. Every living entity is born ignorant, misunderstanding this material body to be his self. This conception of life is due to ignorance, and on the basis of this ignorance, we create enmity or friendship. Lamentation, jubilation, fearfulness, envy, greed, illusion, and madness are different features of our material concept of life. A person influenced like these engages in enmity only due to the material body. Being engaged in such activities, we forget our eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead." Vasudev took the opportunity of Kangsha's benevolence and informed him that his atheistic activities were also due to this misconception of life, namely taking material body to be the self. When Vasudev talked with Kangsha in such an illuminating way, Kangsha became very much pleased and his guilt for killing his nephew subsided. With the permission of his sister Devaki and brother-in-law Vasudev, he returned to his home with a relieved mind. But the next day, Kangsha called all his counselors together and narrated to them all the incidents that had happened the night before. All the counselors of Kangsha were demons and eternal enemies of the demigods. So they became depressed upon hearing their master speak of the night's events. And although they were not very much experienced or learned, they began to give instructions to Kangsha as follows. "Dear sir, let us now make arrangement to kill all children who were born within the last 10 days in all towns, countries, villages and pasturing grounds. Let us execute this plan indiscriminately. We think that the demigods cannot do anything against us if we perform these atrocities. They are always afraid of fighting with us. And even if they wish to check our activities, they will not dare to do so. Because of your immeasurable strength, they fear your vow. Indeed, we have practical experience that whenever you stood to fight with them and began to shower your arrows on them, they immediately fled in all directions just to save their lives. Many of the demigods were unable to fight with you and they immediately surrendered themselves unto you by loosening their turbans and the tufts of hair on their head. With folded hands, they begged you to spare them and said, 'My Lord, we are all afraid of your strength. Please release us from this dangerous fight.' We have also seen many times that you would never kill such surrendered fighters when they were all fearful, their bows, arrows and chariots broken, forgetful of their military activities and unable to fight with you. So actually, we have nothing to fear from these demigods. They are very proud of being great fighters in peacetime outside the war field. But actually, they cannot show any talent or military power on the war field. Although Lord Vishnu, Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma are always ready to help the demigods headed by Indra, we have no reason to be afraid of them. As far as Lord Vishnu is concerned, he has already hidden himself within the hearts of all living entities and he cannot come out. As far as Lord Shiva is concerned, he has renounced all activities. He has already entered into the forest. As Lord Brahma, and Lord Brahma is always engaged in different types of austerities and meditation. And what to speak of Indra? He is a straw in comparison to your strength. Therefore, we have nothing to fear from any of these demigods. But we must not neglect them, for the demigods are our determined enemies. We must be careful to protect ourselves. To root them out from their very existence, we should just engage ourselves in your service and be always ready for your command.
Like to go to deep, deep?
How much?
What page?
5 minutes.
Huh? 5 minutes, you finish. Okay.
The demons continued to say, if there is some disease in the body which is neglected, it worsens and becomes incurable. Similarly, when one is not careful about restraining the senses and lets them loose, then it is very difficult to control them. Therefore, we must now be very careful of the demigods before they get too strong to be subdued. The foundation of the strength of demigods is Lord Vishnu, because the ultimate goal of all religious principles is to satisfy him. The Vedic injunctions, the brahmanas, the cows, austerities, sacrifices, performance of charity and distribution of wealth are all for the satisfaction of Lord Vishnu.
Well, it says that you can achieve all perfect simply by pleasing Krishna. Sankshiddhi.
So let us immediately begin by killing all the brahmanas who are in charge of the Vedic knowledge, along with the great sages who are in charge of sacrificial ritualistic performances. Let us kill all the cows which are the source of butter, which is so necessary for performing sacrifices. Please give us your permission to kill all these creatures.
So Krishna has got how many types of cows? How many types? 108, right? 10 out of 10. Is there in Krishna? 108 types of cows.
Actually, the limbs of the transcendental body of Lord Vishnu are the brahmanas, the cows, Vedic knowledge, austerity, truthfulness, sense and mind control, faithfulness, charity, tolerance and performance of sacrifices. Lord Vishnu is situated in everyone's heart and is the leader of all demigods, including Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. Therefore, we think that to persecute the great sages and brahmanas is to kill Lord Vishnu.
So who will tell? Krishna is telling, Lord is within our heart. Any other place, Bhagavad Gita? Lord is within the... Ishvara Sarvabhutaiva.
Ishvara Sarvabhutaiva.
Bhagavan Sarvabhutani,
Bhagavan Sarvabhutani, Yantarudani Maya.
Anybody else? There was verse. Mandu? No? Jagannath? Ashim? Ram Kilani? Kalasuna? This is very verse. Which chapter it is? Yeah, Sadhu?
Surinam Sarva.
This is very verse, I tell you. It was said so many times. Prabhupada said so many times. Ishvara Sarva Bhutana Hridayasya Arjuna Krishna. This is remembering this, if you memorizing and explaining what Krishna say, Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada explain, you are thinking of Krishna also. So, shall we close? Okay.
Thus being advised by his demoniac ministers, Kamsa, who was from the very beginning the greatest rascal, decided to persecute the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, being entrapped by the shackles of all-devouring eternal time. He ordered the demons to harass all kinds of saintly persons, and then he entered his house. The adherents of Kamsa were all influenced by the mode of passion as well as illusion by the mode of ignorance, and their only business was to create enmity with saintly persons. Such activities can only reduce one's duration of life. The demons accelerated the process and invited their deaths as soon as possible. The result of persecuting saintly persons is not only untimely death. The act is so offensive that the perpetrator also gradually loses his beauty, his fame, and his religious principles, and thus his promotion to higher planets is checked. Driven by various kinds of mental concoction, the demons diminish all kinds of auspiciousness. An offense at the lotus feet of the devotees and brahmanas is a greater offense than that committed at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A civilization that commits such sinful activities generally loses all faith in the Supreme Lord, and such a godless civilization becomes the source of all calamities in human society. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta, the purport of the fourth chapter of Krishna. Kamsa begins his persecutions.
So, any comment, any question? We will chant Hare Krishna, everyone. We will lead.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you. May Lord bless us.